们要继续来查考创世纪。
And we will continue the study of Genesis.
我们昨天在介绍的时候谈到创世纪的第二部分就是从十二章开始到五十章有四个人物。
And we talked about the second part of Genesis, which is from chapter 12 to 50. There are four characters.
那这四个人物里面呢，主要人物里面。就是主角，那他旁边都有一个配角。
And so these are the main cast, and then also from the four characters, and then also they have a supporting cast.
所以从十二章到二十五章，基本上他的主要人物就是亚伯拉罕。
And so from chapter 12 to chapter 25, the main character or the main cast is Abraham.
一直陪在亚伯拉罕旁边的跟他一起出乌尔出哈兰的就是罗德。
And so abiding with Abraham from Ur to Haran is Lot.
那亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And Abraham is the father of faith.
但是罗德他陪在信心之父，最后他却留下一个臭名。
And but Lot abiding next to the father of faith at the end left a blemished name.
因为罗德从他出了两个民族。
And from Lot.There came two different types of tribes of people.
那这两个民族成为淫乱的民族。
And they were called the tribe of the adulterous tribe.
所以是非常可惜的一个人物。
And so this is very sad and pitiful for him.
亚伯拉罕因着信心他抓住神的应许。
And because of faith, Abraham was able to hold on to the promise of God.
他留在迦南地。
And so he remained in the land of Canaan.
罗德为了贪爱世界
Lot because of his love for the world.
为了要能够发展他的产业
He wants to develop his inheritance.
也为了要让他的家庭他的仆人得到更好的生活
And he wanted his family members and also his servants to have a better life.
但是他最后落得家破人亡
At the end, his house was completely collapsed and divided.
他所累积的一切最后都被火焚烧。
Everything that he has ever accumulated was burned by fire.
所以最后其实罗德一无所有。
At the end, Lot does not have anything at all.
那就让我们看到说，持守住神的应许的跟追求世界的差别。
This shows us that the difference between holding on to the promise of God and one that pursues after the world.
所以我们希伯来书在讲信心的伟人的时候，提到亚伯拉罕。很详细的他的信心的表现。
And so in Hebrew, we talked about the great ones of faith, and also mentioned about Abraham.
那第二个人物就是亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒。
And the second character, which is the son of Abraham, is Isaac.
那以撒称为应许之子。
And he was called the Lord of Promise.
Son of.
The son of promise. Sorry.
那陪在以撒旁边的就是以实玛利。
And also next to Isaac is Ishmael.
所以这一段从二十六章到二十七章的配角就是以实玛利。
And so from the supporting cast from chapter 26 and on is Ishmael.
那以实玛利是血气生的孩子。
And so Ishmael was born through the flesh.
从情欲来的。
And he's from the lust.
但是以撒是应许生的。
But Isaac was born through promise.
所以我们今天都是神应许生下来的。
So all of us here today were born through the promise of God.
我们在还没有创世以前，神就在基督里面拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the world, that God has chosen us within Christ.
所以我们要抓住神的应许。
So we have to hold on to His promise.
对神若有信心的人
，and anyone that has faith towards God,
就算在最饥荒、最艰难的时候，他都能够彰显出神的儿子神所祝福的人的表现。
At the most famished and critical moments, you can reveal out the promise and the revelation of God.
所以以撒，你看在遍地饥荒的时候，他竟然有一百倍的收成，连他周围人都不敢相信的。
So Isaac, even in the time of a famine, he was able to generate 100-fold, and even people surrounding him was surprised.
那我们在看亚伯拉罕的他的一生里面会提到以撒这个人物的，他很顺服。
And so, through Abraham, every time when they talk about Isaac, this character, he was extremely obedient.
因为信心之父最高的表现就是献独生子以撒。
And the greatest revelation of the father of faith was to offer his only begotten son.
哦，那以撒他愿意被他的父亲把他摆在祭坛上。
And Isaac was willing to be bounded and placed on the altar by his father.
我们都知道这个以撒哈，他真的有非常值得我们学习的这些很美好的表现。
And from this, we can there's truly many things that we can learn from Isaac.
那从二十八章开始到三十六章啊，这是讲雅各。
And from chapter 28 to chapter 36, it talks about James.
那
雅各、Jacob, sorry.
那雅各呢？他的这个孪生的兄弟以哥哥以扫就是他这个陪衬人物了。
And Jacob's twin brother Esau is the supporting cast here.
那雅各他其实我们从他小时候到他年老他整个一生。我们就看到一个人生命更新的表现，他的成熟。
And Jacob, ever since from when he was little until he was fully grown, we can see the maturity of a person.
其实他很像我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹的。
And he seems likely of all the brothers and sisters here.
因为他一开始就是喜欢抓东西的。
And because in the beginning he likes to hold on and grab onto things.
都是抓世界上的东西。
And he's constantly grabbing on things to the world.
但是他最后他稳稳的把神抓住。
But at the end he was able to hold on tightly to God.
因为他知道什么才是最重要的。
He knew that what was the most important thing.
这个就是说明我们人信心成长的过程。
So this explains the process which our faith grows.
我们今天其实也是靠着圣灵的更新啊，最后能够成为像雅各他这样的追求。
And all of us
把神抓住。
All of us through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, we can ultimately like becoming Jacob and holding on to God.
但是反过来，如果看以扫的一生
，But on the other hand, if we look at Esau,
他贪爱世俗，所以轻易的把长子的名分卖掉了。
And he loves the world, so he was able to sell his firstborn rights very easily to.
从世俗的角度看，以扫他也很成功。
From a worldly perspective, Esau was a very successful person.
因为他也有十二个族长，他也是一个大族。
And because there was also 12 different tribe leaders that spanned from his family.
但是以扫的后代就是只有在地面上而已。
But Esau's descendants were only remain in the world.
不管在世界上他建立多少邦国，最后都是暂时的。
And no matter how many nations he has created in this world, they all temporarily.
因为神的绝对主权底下，他神要让大的服侍小的，所以雅各就是被，特别是被神所爱的。
And so under the absolute sovereignty of God, the oldest would be serving the younger one. So Esau will be serving Jacob here.
所以以扫他跟我们提醒，贪爱世俗人最后很轻易的把这个最宝贵的这个救恩把它卖掉。
And so Esau reminded us all that he was easily sold the salvation to the world.
那第四个人物就是约瑟。
And the fourth character is Joseph.
从三十七章到五十章最后。
From chapter 37 to chapter 50.
那跟约瑟对称的就是他的十个哥哥，也就是说他的兄弟们。
And so blending in with Joseph would be his 10 brothers.
那约瑟他是一个蒙福的人。
And Joseph was somebody that was blessed by God.
虽然神从头到尾都没有不曾跟他显现过。
And although God has never revealed himself to him.
但是凡约瑟所到之方之地，神都跟他同在。
But everywhere that Joseph went, God constantly abides with him.
虽然有时候很艰难，他自己也不知道为什么遭遇这种事。
And so sometimes his condition would be very harsh, and he would not know why he would encounter.
但是神都默默的与他同在。
But silently God accompanies him.
让他所做的每一件事情都很顺利。
And so everything that he has ever done was very successful and smooth.
每一个愿意接受约瑟的人都得福气，神特别祝福。
Anyone that's willing to accept Joseph into their lives, God will bless them dearly as well.
所以从约瑟的一生，我们看到说。今天神在跟我们同在，其实有时候我们似乎没有感觉，但最后一定会看出来。
And from the life of Joseph, we witness the fact that although we don't feel God's presence, but at the end we will definitely feel that He's with us.
所以这个就是四个主要人物以及他们所陪衬的角色。 所告诉我们的一些道理。
So these are the four main characters and also the supporting characters and the teachings among within.
好，那我们要读创世纪的时候有几个基本态度 要抓住。
So there are a few basic attitudes that we should have while reading the book of Genesis.
创世纪它要告诉我们的是谁才是拣选和拯救以色列人的神呢？
And the book of Genesis is telling us that who is the one and only true God that delivers the Israelites from evil.
这位神是创造的主。
And this God is the all creators.
所有的一切都是属他的，他拥有绝对主权。
So everything in the world belongs to him. He has direct sovereignty.
所以创世纪告诉我们神他主导一切。
And so the book of Genesis tells us that he controls everything.
那所以我们现在读创世纪的时候是要用信心来领受。
And so when we're reading the book of Genesis, we have to receive it through faith.
那要愿意顺服神的这个安排。
And we have to be obedient to the arrangements of God.
所以上那个希伯来书11章第一节到第三节啊。
And so Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 to 3.
我们因着信就知道这个世界怎么来的。
And because of faith, we knew how this world came about.
所以我们今天要用信心来读创世纪。
So we have to use faith to read the book of Genesis.
因为这里面有很多东西，我们没有办法用科学性的眼光去分析它的。
And because there are many subjects in the book of Genesis, we cannot examine it with science.
因为就像摩西一样，他神告诉他以前的事情是他没有经历过的。
And just like Moses, that he was told by God all the things that happened before him.
那神说了他就相信了。
And once God told this to him, then he believed.
以同样信心，我们就知道说这个世界怎么来的。
With the same faith, we knew that how this world came about.
那我们读创世纪也需要有这个谦卑的态度了。
While reading the book of Genesis, we also have to have an attitude of humility.
我们知道说这个神他的作为很奇妙。
So we know that God has miraculous doings and works.
对神有信心的人，他们的表现就是成为我们学习的对象。
So anyone that has faith towards God and the way they portray and their actions is something that we can learn from.
那所以创世纪我们看到很多美好的榜样，但是同时也有一些我们要引以为鉴的一些功课，我们一定要记住。
So we can see many wonderful examples of faith and also admonitions that we should be observant to.
所以你看那个主角，这个主要人物之外的那个配角，基本上都是要成为鉴戒的。
And so the main character and also the supporting character is something that we can used as warning.
所以我们在读这个创世纪的时候，不要说啊他们怎么样，他们怎样，应该像。如果是我的话，我会怎样？
And so while reading the book of Genesis, we cannot say that why don't they do this, but instead we should be like what we can do in this case.
所以不能够把它当作只是历史，好像一个事件发生过的而已。
And do not treat it as an historic event or something that has happened in history.
因为我们基本上就是为了要从圣经里面去看到神对我们的教训。
And because we wanted to learn from the principal teachings that God wants to give us.
不是只是要增加我们的知识。
And not only to increase our wisdom or knowledge.
那我们在读这个创世纪的时候，要一定会越来越感谢神的。
And so also reading the book of Genesis, we will be more thankful towards God.
我们看到神的慈爱。
And we can see God's mercy.
因为有些是神的安排哈，是我们人一开始不了解的。
And there are many factual arrangements is something that a man cannot comprehend.
所以最后第五十章的时候，你看约瑟他讲了一句非常经典的话。
And in chapter 50, Joseph has said something that was very classic.
第二十节，他跟他的兄弟们说：“神的预示原是好的。”
And verse 20, he has said to his brothers, God's words are meant good.
所以在人看来好像这个就是好像不好的事情，但是其实神有美好的安排，是事后人才发现，那会感谢的人他就会愿意顺服。
It seems like this matter was not good towards the eyes of men, but God meant it for it to be good. It's a lesson that we can all learn from.
所以我们如果常常会感谢，有一个感谢的心我们就很容易去面对所有好像看起来很不如意的情况。
And so if we have a heart of thanksgiving and we offer give thanks, we can face many obstacles or problems that we are facing.
我们如果光是读创世纪，我们就会发现我们 今天在世上所遭遇的绝对不会像约瑟这么惨。
And when we only reading the book of Genesis, we realize that all of our encounters in this world would not be like the ones that Joseph had.
约瑟真的是受很多的苦。
And Joseph suffered greatly.
那但是他最后被提升了。
And but at the end he was elevated.
那最后他也明白神为什么要这样做了。
And he understood why God has done this to him.
所以我们要存感谢的心啊，来读创世纪。
So we should have a heart of thanksgiving to read the book of Genesis.
那我们要有一个愿意追求成长的心。
And we have a heart that's willing, willingness to pursue and grow.
这古圣徒这些信心的榜样，是我们今天要学习的重点，信心。
And all the examples of faith from the old saints is something that we should be learning from.
因为我们人信心的成长是有阶段，是慢慢来的。
And because the process of the growth of faith is very gradual one.
你看，就好像我们来参加 NATS.
And just like us attending NATS.
我们一开始一定听过很多，哇，应该是好可怕啊。
And maybe we have all heard stories that how horrific NATS is.
生活很紧凑。
And it's a very tight living quarter.
又要怎样？又要怎样？好多的规矩。
And you have a lot of rules and regulations that you have to observe.
我们真的会遇到一些困难，没有错。
And indeed, we will encounter many difficulties and problems.
有信心就可以克服。
But if you have faith, then you can certainly overcome.
我们懂得依靠神，我们就得到能，得到力量。
If you know how to trust God, we will regain strength.
所以我们来了之后，很多人就很喜欢到。到神学班来。
And after coming here, many of us will love to come to National Adult Theological Seminar.
因为我们的信心成长了。
And because our faith has grown.
我们知道怎么去处这个不好像很不方便的环境。
And we learn how to deal with the inconvenience of the lives here.
所以我们发现说，哦，原来神他这个他每一件的安排都是对我们有益处的。
And we can see that all the arrangements is actually beneficial to all of us.
好，那我们现在来进入第一件大事。这个刚才是。
And we will be entering into the first main event.
然后，所以第一件大事就是第一章、第二章的创造。
And the first main event, which will is the creation in chapter 1 and 2.
第一章、第二章基本上讲同样的事情。
And chapter 1 and 2 basically is describing the same thing.
第一章讲万物的起源。
And chapter 1 talks about the source of the beginning of all things.
它都是神用说的，神说了就是这样成就了。
And everything was created based on when God gave it a commandment.
但是第二章它是特别告诉我们说神为人设立的几件最开始的事情。
And but chapter 2 describes one of the original events that God has set apart for men.
这个都是跟救恩有关系的。
And this has direct relationship with salvation.
那这两章所记载的内容，我们一定要明白。
So the recordings in the from the two different chapters, we have to understand its contents.
因为明白之后，我们才看到救恩的神的计划是这样子做的。
And so after understanding it, we realized this is a great salvation plan of God.
所以第一章、第二章就好像看到了这个神他的这个。对人的整个一个介绍一个序幕了哈。
And so chapter 1 and 2, you can see a introduction of God to its work.
我们现在看第一章第一节。
And let's read chapter 1 and verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
所以现在一开始的时候，第一章它其实就跟我们说神存在。
So in beginning of chapter 1, it tells us the existence of God.
所有都是从神来的。
Everything comes from God.
但是这一章的创造，它又不是要告诉我们说有很多我们想要知道的细节。
So this creation may not necessarily foretell us the details of his creation.
比如说第二节了哈。
And for example, verse 2.
他就说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Earth was without form and void and darkness.
那神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
我们光是看到这一节的时候。
And after reading this verse.
你看这个时候地出现的。
And you can see that the ground exists, it showed.
但是地却是没有形状。
But the earth was without form.
那地没有形状是怎么一回事？
And what does it mean by the earth was without form?
今天我们说空气没有形状，那我们还可以了解吗？
And we can say that if the air is without form, then this is something we can understand.
但是这个地，第二节这个地跟后面那个地是同一个字啊。
And so verse 2, the earth is the same earth as the later earth.
第一节讲的神创造天地啊，这个都是一样的。
And the heaven and earth is the same as verse 2, the earth.
那第二节里面又有水了。
And verse 2 also water appeared.
有水存在啊。
And there was water.
什么时候神创造水？
And when is it that God created waters?
圣经也没写啊。
And the Bible did not say it, and we don't know.
但是我们知道这一切都是从神来的。
But we knew that all of this came from God.
所以在这个时候我们就没办法再追究说神到底用什么样的逻辑去创造天地的。
And so at this time we cannot pursue after the notion of what is the logic of God creating heaven and earth.
因为这个不关我们的事情。
And because this is irrelevant to all us.
神就算跟我们讲，我们也不会明白。
And even if God tells us, then we would not understand.
这个根本没有必要。
And so it's unnecessary.
所以现在其实一开始的时候，他要告诉我们说，这个世界，你看在神创造，好像没有一个形状，很混乱。
And so in the beginning when heaven and earth was created, it seems like the world was without shape and everything is very confusing.
那我们就不用再追问说为什么神创造的时候一开始就乱的。
And so we don't have to pursue after why was it everything in a very bizarre form.
圣经没有写的我们不要去猜了。
So anything that the Bible did not record, let's not try to guess.
如果再去猜的时候就会产生很多所谓的理论出来了。
And when you try to guess, obviously you would derive many philosophies.
那基本上都不会是对的。都会是不对的。
And usually for the most part, this will not be correct.
圣经既然不写，表示神觉得说这个对我们人来说不重要。
If the Bible does not record it, that means that God feels that it is unnecessary for us to know.
但是我们可以从第一章看到，接下去一开始黑暗混乱，但是接下来就有秩序了。
And from verse 1, we can see that in the beginning, the earth was without form, and later on, but everything started to be in order.
也看到我们的神是有秩序的神。
And we saw that God was very orderly.
神他做每件事情都有计划。
And God systematically plans everything that he does.
他这个计划要让我们了解的就是他救恩的计划。
And the plan that he wants us to understand is the plan of salvation.
那创造的部分，这是神绝对的权柄。
So the part deals with creation was his absolute sovereignty.
好，我们最后人也是被造出来的。
And later on, when man was also created.
那神让万物最后都这样子很有秩序，他要让我们了解，只有他才是我们人应该顺服的对象，应该敬拜的。
And all things comes with order. This is for us to understand that he's the only subject worthy for our worship.
因为他的话很有权柄。
And because his words comes with power.
那神的话就是他的命令。
And God's words it was basically his commandments.
好，所以第一章里面神说的那个说，其实就是神命令的命令语句。
And so in chapter 1, when God said, that means is his commandment.
所以神的话基本上是有权柄的。
And so the words of God would have authority.
凡是神所说的话都不可以随便说，参考一下。
And anything God says cannot be treated lightly as a reference.
我们今天世人有时候话随便说说。
And so many times as men, we will just casually talk.
我们有时候会开玩笑嘛，哈。
And sometimes we joke around.
但神不会开玩笑的。
And but God would not joke.
神只要讲出去的话，就是能力，就是生命。
And anything that God spoke of will be carried with life and strength.
好，那第一章里面也看到这个神的主权呢，哈，他的权柄。
And from chapter 1 we can see God's sovereignty.
只有他才是自由拥有的。
And only him existed by it.Itself.
他是所有一切的最开头。
And he is the original source of all matters.
好，所以那个摩西，你看神跟他显现的时候，出埃及记的三章第十四节。
And so when God revealed himself to Moses, which was recorded in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
我们看出埃及记三章十四节。
And let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
作者，因为创世纪作者是摩西啊，哈。
And so the author here is Moses.
那神跟摩西第一次的显现就是在西乃山的那个烧着的荆棘里。
And when God first revealed to Moses was in a burning bush of thorns on Mount Sinai.
那在那一次的显现当中，摩西哈，他想要问神说，哎，神你叫什么名字
？And so at the time.Moses wanted to know the name of God.
因为第三章十三节，摩西是准备说，我回去跟以色列人 来报告说神派我来，那这个神叫什么名字？我要知道啊。
And Moses wanted to know when he comes back to the children of Israel and then reports back, he wants to know the name of this God that's sending me.
那也说明当时候在埃及的这些人啊，包括以色列人，他们都很习惯的说所拜的神应该要有名字。
And so this shows that it's very common for the Egyptians or the people at the time, any god that they worship would have a name.
那有名字表示有很多都一样的嘛。
And so if you have a name, that means that everything is the same.
因为我们像我们每个人都有一个名字。
And so each and every one of us will have a name.
因为我们每个人都是一样有血肉之体。
And because all of us carries a body with flesh.
如果我们没有名字，就没办法分别你是谁。
And if we don't have a name, then it's hard for us to tell who you are.
所以他们埃及那时候好多神嘛，所谓的神呢、啊。
So in Egypt at the time, there are many different gods.
每一个神都有他特别管理的区域的样子。
And so every god will control a certain part or jurisdiction.
这个就是人对神本身的误解。
And so this is the misunderstanding that man has towards God.
其实神他不应该有名字的。
But God should not have any name.
因为天地只有他，都是他造的、啊。
Because under the heaven and earth, he was the creator.
所以对这个问题，神跟摩西说。
So to this problem, then God said to Moses.
十四节。
Verse 14.
神对摩西说：“我是自有拥有的。”
And God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
这个就是神的本质。
And so this is the nature of God.
这不是名字。
And so this is not a name.
因为天地就是他的，全部都是他。
Because everything or all matters in the world belongs to him.
他就是独一的，他不需要名字啊。
He's the one and only. He would not need a name.
所以他又说：“你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。”
And thus you shall say to the children of Israel, "I am has sent me to you."
哦，这个是我就是我。
And I am who I am.
这个问题我们很难了解。
And so this question is hard for us.
因为神是他是自己存在，永远存在。
Because God exists by himself and he existed eternally.
他不是被造的，他是造物的。
He was not being created, but he actually is the creator.
这是对神最基本的认知，一定要注意。
So this is the very original understanding and the basic one that you have towards God.
就是因为他有这个主权，所以他这些他讲的话才会有效。
And because he has the sovereignty, so all things that he said becomes effective.
好，那我们现在看回来第一章，创世纪第一章。
And let's turn back to Genesis 1.
啊，所以接下去要从混沌当中要造次数次序。
And from this darkness and void, will come order.
我们也不知道神什么时候创造水。
And we don't know that when God has created water.
因为现在水已经存在。
And because water existed now.
我们都知道，如果有水的地方就有生命。
And we knew that anywhere that has water would have life.
没有水的地方就不会有生命。
And without water, there would be no life.
这个水是关键的。
And so water is very critical.
那现在神已经造了。
And so here, God has created water.
什么时候是有水出现的？我们不知道。
And when the water came out, we do not know.
但是圣经说神的灵运行在水面上，可是神的灵其实是，像那个好像是神像一只老母鸡哈，把孵蛋这样子，那个灵就把那个这个水啊，这个夜面黑暗的这个东西把它罩着这样。
And the Bible described that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. It's kind of like a chicken hovering its egg, it's covering the whole entire body of water.
就是在神的灵的这个覆盖底下了。
And so he was under the hovering of the Spirit of God.
那神的灵就是好像有那个有温度会保护他。
And so the Spirit of God seems like it would have temperature to protect it.
好，接下去第三节开始。
And chapter verse 3.
就开始神说了。
And God said,
因为这样一个混乱的状态不好。
And in this very void and darkness state, this is not good.
所以现在接下去有六天的创造。
And then there will be 6 days of creation.
现在这六天的创造，这个天是当时候摩西可以了解的时间。
And so this is a time frame that Moses can understand.
因为这个是神跟摩西启示的啊。
And because this was a promise that was given to Moses by God.
当时候摩西了解的天跟我们现在了解的天应该是一样的。
And so the days which Moses understood at the time should be the same with us.
但是如果我们仔细的去分析第一章里面的这个描述。
But if we carefully analyze the description in chapter 1.
我们发现它有特别的安排，有一个结构。
And you realize that there's a structure to and a special order to all of this.
那所以他这一章的描述不是我们很想要知道这个科学性的那个次，这个时候好像有一个接下去有一个逻辑性，说这个之后这个什么东西哈。
And so this is not a scientific arrangement, or anything that will happen after something else happened.
而是它本身就是要让我们了解说神是怎么安排出来的就对了。
And but it's actually for us to know how God came about to make this arrangement.
好，我们现在看。
And let's look at this.
从第一天开始，每一天都是。神的话先说在先。
And from day one, every time it started with the words of God.
好，所以第三节，神说要有光，然后就有光。
And then God said, verse 3, let there be light, and there was light.
好，所以这个神说哈，你就看第三节、第六节、第六节就是第二天的神说。
And so God said in verse 6 will be the second day.
好，所以你看每一天的创造开头都是神的话。
So, beginning of the creation, every day will start with the words of God.
我们如果把这个神说，你就把它圈起来，你就看到这个次序了。
Then, if you circle the when God has said, then you can see the order.
好，那接下去，神说什么，最后就这样成了。
And so, at the end, whatever God said, it will be fulfilled.
就是神一说出去要怎么样，这个东西就会出现。
And so anything that God said, this thing will appear.
所以第三节神说要有光，然后就有了光。
And so verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
好，第六节神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下，然后神就造出空气。空气这个穹苍就出现了。
And verse 6, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let there divide the waters from the water. Then a firmament appeared.
然后这个水就分开了。
And the waters were divided.
所以这个穹苍上面就有水，然后这个底下又有水。
And so between the firmament would be the air and then the water below.
好，所以这个神说的结果，你看这个就是你看他的权柄。
And so this was the result of God's saying.
好，那接下去第三个，你看，我们看第七节哈。
And verse 7。
第七节，神就造出空气，空气以下的水，空气以上的水就分开，事就这样成了。
And thus God made the firmament and divided the water which were under the firmament from the water from which above the firmament was so.
哦，事就这样成了。那你就看到说，哎，接下去第十节。
And it was so, so, and you can read on verse 10.
然后神看着就是好的。
And God saw that it was good.
哦，所以你看。神对他所创造的东西，他都觉得，哎，是就这样子。
So all things that was created by God, God felt that it was good.
这就是这个权柄。
And so this is the sovereignty.
然后神就说认为这个很好，神做的事情都好了。
And so God saw that everything was good.
好，然后呢，那接下去你看，在第五节那个地方有光哈，第一天的创造的时候，神就称这个光为昼，称暗为夜，这个神。为他这个创造的东西定义。
And verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So he named the different names.
这是第一天对光跟暗神定义的。
And so this was the first day when he named day and night.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，是第二日。
And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
哦，所以神定义他所分别出来的东西。
And so God has named the things that He has created.
第十节
，verse ten，
这是第三天的。
And this was the third day.
那你看，神说这个空气以下的水要聚在一起啊，然后让陆地露出来，事就这样成了。第十节，神就称旱地为地。那称水的聚处为海，神看的是好的。
And verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters, He called the sea, and God saw that it was good.
哦，所以神称什么？神定义的，都只有在前三天而已。
So anything that was named by God appeared in the first three days.
哦，所以光暗就是昼夜。
And
神定义的
a date night was named by God.
空气天这个神定义。
And air and the earth was named by him.
海 跟地最神定义。
And the earth and sea was named by God.
那后面就没有了哈。
And then there will not be any more names.
好，那接下去从每一天你看都神都说看的是好的，神都很满意。
And every day you can see that God saw that it was good.
到最后第二十到第三十一节。
And until verse 31,
神就特别说一切都很好。
And God saw that indeed was very good.
也就是说他已经这个造好了以后，他都觉得非常好。
And so after he created everything, he saw that it was excellent.
所以神所造的，你看没有不好的。
And so all things that God created is nothing that was not good.
好，然后接下去哦，那个结构。每一天创造节语都一样，都是有晚上有早上，这是第几天
so, ？The concluding end of each day, there is morning and evening.
这是第几天？这个就是神说的了。
And so this is the sixth day that he has said this.
那所以有晚上有早上。
And so there was morning and evening.
因为本来就是暗的，那光来的时候，神造光之后就把这个暗分开了。
And because originally there was void, and then after light was created, the darkness and light was separated.
有暗在先之后才有光。
And so a darkness appeared first, and then there was light.
这个就是这个六天创造里面的结构。
And so this was the structure for the six days of creation.
那我们看到，所以前三天呢，你看神哈，他把一个空虚混沌的这个地啊，把它变得很有结构了。
And so from the first three days, with this earth being without form and void, then it became something with a form.
哦，你看他先铸造空，创造出空气。
And he created air.
天。
And he created
firmament.
And then there will be earth and waters. And so this is something that we can see today.
有陆地，然后有海洋。
We have the sky, we have the earth, and then we have the seas.
好，那接下去呢？
And then?
你看，现在我们现在先看这三天的创造。
And we can witness the three days of creation.
第一天，神把光跟爱分开。
And so on first day, that light and the darkness was divided.
所以前三天都是在分开的，都是在分的。
And from the first three days, everything was being divided.
本来是黑暗。
Originally there was darkness.
光出现就把它分开。
And then when light appears, then the light separates the darkness.
本来是这个夜面黑暗，现在神把水分上下。
And originally, between the firmament, in the midst of the waters, and that was divided as well.
那空气以下的水，现在神就把它分海跟陆地。
And so anything that beneath the firmament, God has divided into water and land.
这是区别，在神他要把他创造的东西，都是一直都分开。
So this was the distinction that everything that God has created, He would divide.
从这里我们就看到，神从万民当中选出他的人，就是要分别为圣。
And from this, we can see that from thousands of people, God chosen his people to be separated as holy.
哦，所以你看以色列百姓当中，神又把那个祭司利未人分出来服侍神。
So among the Israelites and Levites were separated to come and serve God.
所以从创世纪我们一直看到神这个把他所要的分出来了。
And so from the book of Genesis, everything that God wanted, and he would divide it out.
所以前三天哈，
from the first three days,
他造了光。
He created light.
他造出了天。
He created heaven.
他造出了海跟地。
He created the water and the land.
这个目的其实是很清楚的。
And so the purpose is very distinct.
为了要让后来的人来住的。
And so this is for people to dwell in the future.
所以神创造的重点，最后的最重要的那个。物就是人要放进来。
And so the main purpose for God's creation is to place men inside this world.
但是现在还没有嘛，前三天还没，就是只是一个结构而已。
After three days is only a structure.
所以这个神命名这个问题很重要。
And so the naming part which was very important.
神亲自定义。
And God has purposely named.
就是对他所创造，他给他定义，他应该是什么东西。
And so God purposely named the subject of his creation.
所以我们现在的这个昼夜，这个天这个东西都是从圣经来的。
So day and night, all the different names are from the Bible.
接下去从第四天以后。
And later on after the fourth day.
我们就看到神现在开始把 这里面的东西应该有东西放进来了。
And we can see that everything else that is supposed to be inside, God will place it in.
也就是说，在天这个天这个光当中要有什么东西
？And among this heaven and light, what else should be inside?
在海里面要有什么东西
？And what else should be in the sea?
陆地上要有什么东西
？And what else supposed to be on earth?
哦，有结构之后，这个里面的活物就要放进来。
And once you have the structure, then you will provide the living creatures within.
所以你看第四天。
And from the fourth day.
好，我们看第四天。
And the fourth day.
第十四节。
And verse 14.
天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令，日子年岁。
And let there be gods in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night.
然后他说第十五节要发光在天空，普照在地上。
And 15, let them be for lights in the firmament of heavens to give light on the earth.
神命令他所造的这个光体要做什么
？So God has commanded this source of light to be effective.
所以现在第四天，神才把这个光体放进在这个天里。
So after the fourth day, that the source of light was placed in His creation.
那这个两个大，为什么他现在用两个大光
？And why is it that it needs to be two great lights?
他怎么不要写日跟月
？And He did not say the sun or the moon.
因为你看当时候的那个摩西那个时代的埃及人，他们就拜太阳神的。
And because theEgyptians at the time of Moses, they worshipped the god of sun.
人很容易的把神所创的东西，把它当作神来拜。
And man easily will try to worship the things that God has created as God himself.
所以在这个地方，你看摩西他特别写的时候，他都不用所谓的什么我们现在所知道这个日或月这个名词，只是用天上的大光。
And so, you can see that Moses purposely refrain from using the name that we know for the sun and or the moon.
好，第五天呢
？And the fifth day.
第五天，你看他接下去，我们看第二十节哈。
And verse 20.
要有生命的物，这个水里面要有东西，空气里面要有东西。
And let the water abound with abundance of living creatures.
好，所以这个海里面就有水族。空中就有飞鸟飞禽
，and so God created the birds or even fish or aquatic animals in the sea.
好，所以从第二十一节看到，哎，这个就有各样的生命的动物了。
And from verse 21, we can see that all living things, creatures,
这都是活的了。
And these are all alive.
好，然后第二十二节，神就赐福给这一切。
And verse 22, God blessed them.
然后要滋生繁多。
And they shall multiply.
所以神就让这些动物、这些活物都可以繁衍。
And so God allows these creatures and animals to multiply by itself.
要多多的生在地上。
And so they shall multiply on earth.
好，所以这个是第五天的。
And so this was the fifth day.
第六天呢
？Sixth day.
接下去陆地上的。
And then all things on the land.
就是野兽、动物。
And these are other creatures.
那所以第六天呢，从第二十四节。
And the sixth day after, from verse 24,
地要生出活物来，各从其类，牲畜、昆虫、野兽各从其类。
Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind.
就是都是有次序的。
And everything was in order.
每一个那个类别都不可以混合的。
And each a category of animals cannot be mixed.
这是从神创造的角度，这是为什么有些人基于信仰的缘故，他们不愿意接受基因改造的东西。
基因。
So
based on God's creation, many people do not want to accept genetic altered materials.
好，所以这个是神各从其类的创造。
And so this was this sole creation of God from to all different things.
到最后，神才把按照他的形象造人，把人放进来。
And at the end, God created man based on His own image.
所以到第六天的时候。
And after the sixth day,
神说要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
And God said, "Let us make a man in our own image."
那人就是要管理。
And so men will be managers.
那人要繁衍众多。
And men will multiply in the world.
那所以最后的创造最高峰就是人的创造。
So the ultimate climax here will be the creation of man.
人成为神在地上的代表管理。替神管理这个事。
And so men are representative of God, which they will manage this world.
好，那所以呢，其实第一章它是有一个结构对称。
And so, in chapter one, there is a systematic structure.
那这个对称就是这样子。
And so the system is this.
第一天跟第四天是对应的。
And from day one and day four, this is all relative.
二跟五对称的。
And two and five is all relative.
三跟六对称的。
And three and six is all relative.
所以第一天照，你看神把那个光暗分开。
And on day one, the light and dark and void was separated.
光就是要光体。
And so light would require a light source.
第二天，空气跟水。
Second day would be air and water.
所以第五天他就造了，他造了空中的飞鸟，水中的水族。
And on the fifth day, he created the birds and then also the aquatic animals.
第三天，第三天不是把地跟海分开吗
？And on the third day, that the land and earth, the land and water was separated.
所以第六天就放了陆地上的动物。
And so on the sixth day, the living creatures were placed inside.
哦，所以这个就是这个六天创造他神要表达的重点。
So this is the important factors of the 6 days of creation.
因此呢，因此我们在读在创世纪第一章的时候
，And so when we're reading Genesis chapter one,
要了解他创造的过程不是为了要科学考古或者是什么地质生物的这些领域，不能够拿圣经来做。
We have to understand that this study is not is not meant for archaeology or any kind of other scientific studies.
因为它重点不是要让我们了解这些所谓的科学上的证据。
And because the purpose is not meant for us to understand any scientific evidence.
它是让我们了解神是怎么来拯救人的。
It's meant to allow us to understand how God wants to save mankind.
神是怎么样有次序的要有计划的要拯救，要执行他的救恩。
And how God can execute a systematic approach to saving mankind.
所以创世纪里面第一章里面的这些描述呢
？And so the description in Genesis chapter one.
最后他说第七天休息。
And it says at the seventh day he rested.
那就定为安息日。
And he set this day as Sabbath.
所以第七天安息这个问题，就当时候神让摩西了解。
And so on the seventh day he rested. He wanted Moses to understand.
然后接下去他就会有还有其他的作为，会让
and later on,
让百姓更了解说为什么安息这么重要。
He would have other actions and allow people to understand the importance of Holy Sabbath day.
好，我们这个第一章哦，先到这里。
And so we will conclude chapter
大家一定有很多问题。
And I'm sure everyone has a lot of questions.
以后再说，明天再说。
And so we will talk about it at a different time.
我们默祷休息。
Let's pray in silence and take a break.